Having an ADHD brain is a mixed bag. Sometimes it's good news and sometimes, well, it's not. Even ADHD professionals have trouble with their ADHD. They try harder and harder and harder to overcome the chaos that's ADHD. And finally, they overcome the barriers of ADHD and they become what we call at ADDA ADHD heroes. And that's what TED Talks are all about this year. Your favorite ADHD professionals sharing their ADHD stories. So join us here at ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, every single day of October, because it's ADHD Awareness Month. Here's the next inspiring story.
I'm Sarah Kesty. I'm an ADHD and executive function coach and host of the Executive Function Podcast. ADDA invited me to share a story about ADHD heroes. And this one will be both super relatable and pretty untraditional, because our hero, it turns out, lives inside our brains. My ADHD hero story doesn't have a defined beginning, but lots of defining moments. The first of which happened when I was just 22, entrusted with a classroom of kids with special needs. A classroom which was also in the way, way back of the school, in a portable that shook a little when you walked and was filled with the same 1980s curriculum that had taught me to read. In that classroom, I taught the 14 best kids at school. Kids who, for no fault of their own, were deemed too much for a regular teacher to handle and were collected into my special day class. Crystal and Cheyenne were two of the students who first introduced me to my ADHD hero. Crystal was a tiny thing who moved and talked faster than she could plan, which often meant doing and saying things that she instantly regretted. It also meant that the sit and get method of most classrooms wasn't a match for her quick motor and need to move. She was working with second grader thoughts and toddler school skills. But with the option to move and learn specifically what she needed to fill in her Swiss cheese learning, she learned to read at her typical speed, lightning speed. Then there was Cheyenne, bright and endlessly happy. He nicknamed me his teacher, Mi Amor, and would affirm everything I asked of him with, "Yes, Mi Amor." This was delightfully strange for a first grader, one of many quirks that seemed to cause friction with the other adults around him. One time I found him at recess, and he was in timeout for hitting another kid. He replied to me, "Yes, Mi Amor, I'm in trouble," but refused to be sad about it. Instead, he'd laid upside down on a bench and sang his observations of kids playing without him. With a few self-regulation strategies and some rehearsals of how to play the school game, Cheyenne was thriving as a learner and a very happy human. These kids became heroes to me in that they overcame what would cause us adults to break in half. Rejection, isolation, inequities, and inborn challenges. Their brains were wired differently and they needed different supports. And that is ultimately how I came to meet the true hero of the story, the detective perspective. As a teacher, a parent, a partner, a human with ADHD, the detective perspective is our most reliable hero for this journey we share. The detective perspective can help us realize what we need and how to get it. It can also help us see patterns and approach would-be problems with curiosity. It can turn our puzzling brains into playgrounds of innovation. The detective perspective is all about hope. When we embrace the detective perspective, it's usually kicked off by adversity. Our kids' teachers are calling, we earn a bad grade, our bosses are upset by something we just can't seem to solve. With the usual perspective, we take up camp in adverse city, gossiping with our adverse city neighbors about why we suck and how things can't change. But with detective perspective, we only spend the time needed to investigate in adverse city. We look for clues like patterns or inciting events or reinforcers, and we take a curious look at our own mental patterns. When we're detectives, we're looking to solve the case, which leaves a lot less space for judgment and criticism. We're on the case, seeking to understand the circumstances that got and sometimes kept us in a space that we now want to change. In my classroom and now in my coaching, the detective perspective is heroic in two ways. First, it leads me to deeply understand before I react. This helps me see that behavior is not personal and is usually a manifestation of need. This kid is acting like an official turd because his need for stimulation is going unmet after sitting and listening for an hour. He's not being disruptive or asking to use the bathroom for the fifth time because he hates me. He just needs a way to get regulated again. Second, it's the single best thing I can teach a kid. Listen, I've taught every subject and almost every grade level over 17 years. Math is cool, reading's pretty helpful, and science can be so fun. But if you look forward to when these cherubs are 25 or so, it's not their mastery of any one subject that's heavily influencing their life satisfaction. It's mastery of their own brand of success, mastery of their brains and of their needs. It's their use of detective perspective to mine their experiences for insights and strategies. If you're ready to embrace your own inner detective hero and take on the curious and courageous detective perspective, there are a few guiding questions you can stick in your pocket right now, or even make your phone background. I included a freebie for you on Ada's site. What skills could I be missing? What strategies could I need? What in the environment needs to change? The best part about asking these questions is you don't need to know the solution right away. In fact, once you set your brain to search for these ideas, it will be too busy with detectiving to let you wallow in a stuck place. Challenging your mind to lift up a little bit and view the situation as a curious observer will allow some of the needs and potential solutions to get thought time in your mind. Plus, the best detectives are often part of a team, and you can be too. You can work with your partner, best friend, coach, or teacher to look at some of the clues on your journey. Maybe your ADHD shows up as a flurry of great ideas, but also unfinished projects. Maybe it's a time blindness that has sneaky impacts on your day. Or maybe it's a need for movement that you've ignored, telling yourself you should want something that contrasts with your needs. Whatever your place on your ADHD journey, the detective perspective can be of great help to unlock your thinking and unstick your progress. You've got this. And you've got a whole big team at Ada here for you too, detective. If you want more information about me or my work with ADHD adults, find me online at the Executive Function Podcast and sarahkesty.com. I support people of all ages to create strategies for thriving with ADHD. This is my passion, my life's work, and certainly my dream job. Let me know how I can help you. Email me at sarah@sarahkesty.com. Go get on the case, detective.
Thanks so much for joining us for TED Talks this year. I'm sure you enjoyed these inspiring stories, and there's so much more. In fact, why don't you join us for the 2021 Virtual ADHD International Conference, November 4th through 6th. And you might want to consider joining ADA as well. It's a great investment for a small amount of money, as little as $5 a month. And remember,
so when you feel like hope is gone, Look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.